You're listening to the Lord's radio station. My name is Zipporah Mundy, and now I take you to a conversation with Ms. Carol Berth. She is the Director of Education at Phillips Community College at the University of Arkansas, and she will be talking to us today about the General Equivalency Diploma.
Our program serves the counties of Phillips and Lee here in eastern Arkansas. Our goal is to help adults make gains in their education, whether that be preparing them to enter college, if they have a need to get their high school equivalency in the form of a GED.
Okay. Can you tell me how high the need is for that here in Phillips County?
Sure. In Phillips County, the graduation rate is about 75%, a little over 75%. And so what we find is we have a need, usually between 600 and 700 individuals who have not gotten their GED. And so our goal is to target those individuals to help them make whatever academic gains they need to, mm-hmm. to help them get their GED if necessary, and then to get them into the workforce or into continuing education.
I see. And that's just Phillips County alone.
That is just Phillips County alone. Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about the stigma of the GED. Because for a while, I remember when I was little, the GED kind of seemed like a negative thing. It was mm-hmm. like, you know, why are you getting that? Like, you know, you didn't graduate. So, but that's not the case anymore.
No, right? Absolutely not. And I admit there was a bit of a negative stigma when I was young as well, with people generally believing the GED was the dropout's degree, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But what we find is there are a number of reasons that people don't complete their high school with their high school diploma. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be that maybe they had a child, or maybe they had to go to work, mm-hmm. or maybe high school just wasn't for them. Whatever that reason, that should not be a barrier to them continuing their education or to getting their GED or getting into the workforce and being able to make gains in the workforce mm-hmm. with the level of education that they have. And so we like to tell people, you know, it's a little bit like Malcolm X, by any means necessary. Whatever we can do to help you get that degree, because that's really the launching point for whatever career that you want to have. Right. If you want to go to community college or to university or to trade school or, you know, to truck driving school, whatever it is that you want to do, the GED can be helpful in not only getting you there, but getting you even further than maybe you perhaps imagine you could go.
Mm-hmm. And you're so right about there are different reasons why people don't finish. And so it's not a negative thing. It's just a different path, you know. Yes. And so some people may work fine in the classroom with, a bunch of other people, and they have the one size fits all approach. And then others may need the other route, mm-hmm. which is just a different route. Or work at your own pace, have someone working with you.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you can even remove a lot of the distractions that come within high school.
Sure.
So just throwing out some different, ways people can look at it.
You can, it's also an opportunity for, we have a number of students, because we can serve students between the ages of 16 mm-hmm. and forever. And so some of our students come to us because they choose to work. Mm-hmm. And they can work part-time and they can go to school part-time. And you can do that at whatever age.
Mm-hmm.
And so we like to say that we are flexible. We try to work with our students because we understand that for some of them, school is not the biggest thing in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to remind them that they still need to fit it in somewhere.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
We still want to make sure that we're making progress, even if there are other distractions and other things that you have to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. You don't want to neglect that part of your life.
Right. So education is important, but you're not less than if you didn't finish like everyone else.
Absolutely not. Everybody has his or her own path.
That's true. And with this being targeting adults, a lot of your adults, what are some of the reasons why a lot of your adults are not didn't finish high school? Mm-hmm.
Like I said, sometimes it's having a child.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's they needed to work for the family.
Mm-hmm.
They had other family obligations. Sometimes the school environment just did not fit their learning style.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's the school environment wasn't conducive, particularly for their personality or for the social aspect of it,
mm-hmm.
didn't quite fit with what they needed. Sometimes parents pull their students or their children from school for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
be it academic or social or behavioral, and they think that they will thrive in a different kind of environment. Our
mm-hmm.
environment is a little more mature. It's not exactly like a school. It's very self-motivated. It's very supportive, mm-hmm. but also our students come to us with a real sense of what they want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we do. We try to work towards accomplishing that thing. Mm-hmm. In that regard, we consider it styled for each individual learner. Mm-hmm. And schools can't necessarily do that these days. And that's not to bash any of the local public schools. We have right. very good relationships with all of them.
Right. It's just difficult with so many kids.
It is just difficult to manage with so many kids. And so we try to fill that particular gap and work with those who need our particular services.
Okay. And for the record, mm-hmm. the GED is equivalent to the high school diploma.
Absolutely. It opens every door that a high school diploma does.
That's phenomenal. So I want to make sure everyone knew that. Yes. So let's talk about the reasons why adults are not getting their GEDs, why they're not coming to the program. Maybe they started working, you know, and so they mm-hmm. felt like, you know, they're doing okay, they're working and all of that. And so do you find that often at some point the issue of not having completed education in that way, does that end up being an issue at some point, even if you're working a successful job?
I mean, sure, it absolutely can. If management turns over, and they now require, you know, everyone on staff to have a high school diploma. If your job changes, or if you want to expand what you do, or even, you know, be a manager where you did not believe that was possible before, mm-hmm. All of those things could be a problem, or your educational, where you attained your education could be a It could be problematic mm-hmm. if you don't have a GED. For those who want to continue their training or go back to school, even after they've worked in the workforce for a long time, mm-hmm. Every college that I know of generally requires a high school diploma or a GED. Mm-hmm. So in the long run for your career, it might be a conducive thing to have mm-hmm. just in case you plan on changing careers or expanding even what you do. And so you don't want to miss out on that opportunity because you didn't take the time to finish your education.
Right. And let's focus on the fact that it's education, because mm-hmm. sometimes we kind of get caught up on degrees and, mm-hmm. you know, but the degree just represents something. You know, it's not right. about the degree, but it's about bettering yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, it's about being more well-rounded. It's about being, you know, more prepared. And at the same time, there are a lot of companies that look at that. You know, do you have
sure.
that degree?
So. Our students come to us from various parts of life. We have the ones, like I mentioned before, that are fairly young. Mm-hmm. And then we have those who have completed their goals for work and they are in retirement. Mm-hmm. But they perhaps want to attain a goal that they missed out on. And so they come back and people ask them, you know, why do you want to get your GED now? You're retired. And they're like, well, I just want to prove I can do it.
Yes.
And those people are always very impressive to me because you're showing up because you want to.
Right.
You're showing up because this is something that you want. It's easier, I guess I should say, to push those because you're talking about what is at the end of this goal. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to be able to work, you're going to be able to go to school, you're going to be able to get this great job with this great compensation, and you're going to be able to do things you never imagined you'd be able to do. But to say that, you can't say that to someone who's already done those things.
Already did it, yeah.
They're just doing it for the love, or they're just doing it for the pride of having accomplished that goal. Mm-hmm. So it really doesn't matter, you know, why you want to do it. It just matters that you do it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, can we talk about, just because as we're talking, like I'm thinking of people that I know that I've tried to encourage, you know, that, you know, they have this program, you can go through it. And there was a real fear there that kept them from going, even though they knew this was became a barrier mm-hmm. to where they wanted to go. But there was a real fear there. And so, I can't just say, don't be afraid, go do it. Like, there's a real fear there.
Absolutely.
And some will admit it and some won't. But the reality
Absolutely.
Is, it's there.
Yeah.
So can we talk about the fear for a minute? How often do you see that, you know?
Oh, man, we see that fear every single day. Every single day that someone gets up the courage to walk through the door. It reminds me a lot of when I left home to go to college mm-hmm. and I arrived on this college campus and I had to show that I wasn't afraid, but inside I was just completely chaos, you know, just afraid of everything, afraid of what, you know, classes were going to be like, and was I going to make any friends, and, you know, could I even do this? I was one of the first people in my family to graduate college, but I did not do so in a vacuum. You know, it was all about the help that I received from my instructors, from mentors, from my family, you know, just all of these supports that helped me to overcome the fear. And so that's what we tell our students when they come in. We understand that you're coming in to an environment that you're not exactly sure about, right? You don't want to talk about certain things in your life. You may not even want to talk about why you didn't get your GED. Perfectly fine. That is perfectly fine. We are sensitive to that. We understand that. All of us have gone through it at some point in our lives where we've been placed in an environment or willingly placed ourselves in an environment where we were really nervous and apprehensive about what was going to come next and what people were going to think about us and whether we were capable of doing what we set out to do. We try with each of our students who comes through the door to set a goal, to set a timeline for what it is that you want to accomplish so that you see each step and that you see the structures or the supports that are in place, whether it's individuals, computers, or whatever it is that you need. We have a lot of students who come in who aren't comfortable with computers. Well, we can work with paper until you are, but our goal is to get you comfortable with computers because that's where the world is right now.
Right.
And so we look at all those fears. You have to reveal them to us. We can't know what's on your mind or know exactly what all your fears are. We can make some educated guesses, but if you tell us what it is that you need and you tell us what it is that you are afraid of, we can certainly help with that.
And that takes a lot of humility.
It takes a lot of humility and a lot of courage.
Yes, especially if you have been working, if you've been in the workforce and you can do a lot of things and you're very skilled. It's very hard. And I wanted to even touch on the privacy aspect of it, because you may have not finished high school. You're out there working. You're doing great. You know, and the community and the world sees you. You know, you're very accomplished because of you're working hard and you're doing what you need to do and you're making it without all of that. So it's hard to then come down and reveal that you don't have your GED in a world where right now it may not matter to you because of your successfully working and all of that. But, you know, can we talk about the privacy aspect? Maybe, maybe someone says, okay, well, I can be working on this, but I don't want the world to know that I don't have my GED.
I don't want to be a poster child for GED classes right now. I completely understand that. Well, we do offer, we offer intimate class sizes. Our class sizes are small. We offer classes, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but we do offer classes in Marvel at the BGACDC, right there on Highway 49. We offer classes in Marianna at the Marianna Housing Authority, and we offer classes at our main campus at the Adult Education Building in Helena. We are also offering classes via distance learning to broach the privacy aspect of it. The only requirement is that you go through 6 hours of distance learning training so that you understand how to work on your own and how to make progress on your own away from the campus. But, you know, I think the most important thing to understand is that everybody is pretty much in the same boat. So there's very little finger pointing. There's very little casting of
stones.
Exactly. We all live in glass houses, so nobody's throwing any stones around there.
That's good.
It's one of those things that, you know, sometimes you have to make a public declaration. And you showing up to the building to pick up an application and to say, I need GED classes, that's going to be your public declaration. There is no other way really to sign up for classes. But beyond that, I think it's an opportunity to understand that, you know, there really is no need for shame.
No, there isn't.
There really isn't. Is no need to doubt what you're doing or that what you're going through is not something that we all share and that everybody is there with that same goal in common.
And it takes boldness and courage. I always admire seeing those that took a different path, you know, instead of the same path that everyone has, that wherever they got off or whatever, you know, they went through. I always admire when I see, especially when I see older people come in and, you know, I remember being in math classes you know, next to an 82-year-old woman, and I'm like,
right,
she killing it.
They're very impressive, aren't they?
Very impressive.
They're very impressive. You're like, oh,
and
man.
They're focused and ambitious, yeah. And so I just, I'm so proud to see that, because it does take courage, it takes boldness, and humility, mm-hmm. all of those noble characteristics to be able to come and do that.
Absolutely.
And you are so right. There is no, we got to get this idea out of our head. It's not a shameful thing. Mm-hmm. If you have been working, that means you've been killing it all this
exactly.
time,
exactly
you know,
right.
with what everyone else didn't have. And now you can go back and say, I can do that too.
We're exactly right.
And so, I have to say this, because I really want to address anything that may hold people back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, and I could be wrong, but I want to say what I believe. I don't believe that there's anyone out there that can't do it. Sometimes we feel like we can't, but there are so many other factors that we may consider. And let me give you an example. I took a very difficult accounting class. It was a very difficult accounting class. When I started out, I really enjoyed the accounting class. As time went on, the class got more difficult.
Yeah.
The book was very confusing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The teacher was going too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember feeling like I could not keep up.
Absolutely.
And I struggled so hard. And I, you know, got some people together. And, you know, if it wasn't for that study group, I just would have flunked that class.
Right.
I mean, I'm just
right.
being real about it.
Right.
But I remember feeling like this class is going too fast for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't learn under this kind of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot cram this kind of new information like this quickly in my head. And I
mm-hmm.
had to sit here and think about, this does not match the way I learn.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to tell myself, it's not that I can't do accounting. It's I can't learn it this way, you
mm-hmm.
know? And so I had to constantly be objective to myself several times in life when I came up against really challenging subjects. And I'm like, I feel like I can't get it. But I had to tell myself, I have a brain in my head. I have a brain in my head that's no different from any of those really smart genius people. I have a brain in my head. I can learn. You know, and so when I was able to keep telling myself, if they can do it, I can do it, because I have the same brain.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to figure out what is it that I'm not understanding,
mm-hmm.
or how do I learn this? And if I have to go over it again, and I had to learn that I'm a slow processor.
Mm-hmm.
So I may have to read a book a couple of times, you know, a textbook before it clicks, you know, or I may have to take notes, or I may have to talk about it. Like there are things that I have to do to grasp in order for me to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to figure that out about myself.
Absolutely.
In order to stop feeling like I just can't do it.
It's
just not true. I don't think there's anybody that just can't do it. There may be all kind of environmental factor things that contributed to why you felt like you couldn't do it. But I don't think it's because we can't.
No, absolutely not. I think two of the worst things that we do as learners, we don't know ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
As learners,
mm-hmm.
and so we assume we learn a certain way when that may not be true,
mm-hmm.
and we also compare ourselves to other people.
Oh yes, we do.
A lot.
We do.
I've sat in classes before where people seem to get it, and I'm like, wait a minute,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty smart. Why are they getting it and I'm not getting it? You know,
yeah.
And also you can sit there and you can pretend you're getting it,
yeah.
But the truth is in the test.
Yeah.
You didn't get it.
Right.
You know you didn't get it. Your
right.
score shows you didn't get it.
Right.
And so then you have to determine, you know, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's a goal like completing a degree,
yeah.
where what you learn is as important as how you learn it.
Right.
Because for education's sake, continuing to learn something is going to require continuing adjustment.
Yeah.
Like it's not always going to come easy. As you said, it started out pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
And you were going to continue going that way, but the topic itself or the subject itself required that you change.
Yeah.
And you have no choice. Either you're going to come up against that brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my son all the time, when I come up against a brick wall, I have a couple of options. I can stop. I can try to knock it down with my bare hands. Usually that doesn't work too well.
Uh-huh.
That's in the form of screaming and being really angry that I can't get through it. Or, you know, you can figure out what tools you need to knock the wall down.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to think that when I come up against those things in life, and I encourage my students to do the same, you know, find those tools that are going to help you knock that wall down, because stopping isn't going to get you what you want.
Right.
You know, hitting at it and being angry about it isn't going to get you what you want. The
right.
only thing that's going to help you make progress is if you find the tools that you need in order to take that thing down.
And sometimes the tools is the right people, because right. I'm telling you, like when I took chemistry, like I've had several really hard class experiences, and I was not getting, and I had to continue I had to find a person that could help me. And when they started explaining things in a way, I was like, oh, I was so amazed, because Miss Berth, I never would have got that on my own. Because it was so different from what I was thinking, you know, from the common sense that I know. Chemistry is just another world. I never would have just got it on my own. And so that's why I go back to, it's really important that you do learn how to ask for help and just admit, I don't know. And my dad would always say, if you don't know, you don't know. It's better to admit you don't know.
Right.
And I would find the times when I would ask a question in class, you know, kind of embarrassed to ask, because I'm thinking, surely, you know, I would ask, and then it turns out everybody else had the same question.
Some people had the same question.
Nobody wanted to ask.
Who asked that?
Right. No one else wanted to ask. Everybody's sitting there trying to pretend like they got it together when no one had it together.
Absolutely.
You know?
I'm in the middle of that right now. I'm working on a degree, and I have a class that's really, really difficult. Mm-hmm. And my students hear me complain about it all the time. I'm like, and they're like, oh, you can do it. But and hearing them say it, it adds a little bit of pressure. So I feel like, you know, oftentimes students have family support. You know, their family is totally behind what they do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't have family support, and so that makes it a little bit more difficult. But hearing someone articulate, you know, you can do it, it gives you that maybe just a little bit of a boost. Mm-hmm. But the next step is admitting, okay, well, I can do it, but I don't think I can do it by myself.
Right.
And even where I am, you know, my students will ask me, you know, you have a tutor? Absolutely. Statistics is not my topic.
Right.
I was an English major, so give me anything related to the language that you want to, but I know when I'm outside of the realm of my experience. Mm-hmm. And so I had to humble myself. I had to get a tutor. I had to put in all this extra time working on it, because that was not going to be a wall that was going to keep me from getting to where I wanted to be.
Right,
so
right.
Even while I'm telling my students, you know, this is perhaps what you need to do in order to move forward, we do it ourselves. I said it's universal. The whole learning process is universal. It doesn't stop with the GED. Right. You're going to have to constantly monitor and adjust your needs and your goals in order to make progress.
What you're saying is so profound. And, you know, we've been mentioning tough classes, chemistry, accounting, and statistics and stuff like that. But I can even go back to just basic algebra, math, period.
Absolutely.
And as I hear you talk, I'm like, oh, like you're really making me think through, like, my journey, right? Mm-hmm. And so math was so hard for me. Like, I had such a hard time with math, but I didn't even want you to ask me a basic question, because my brain would just start like getting all rumbled just like stuff. It would just start shutting down, and then I start like getting tense because you're mentioning math to me, like, right?
That's a hot topic.
That's how bad it was for me. But I just sit here and think about, what if I had just gave up and just said, I'm just not good at math? Mm-hmm. I still would have been there. But now I really enjoy math, because like I had to have the right tools, like you said, to help me understand what it was I wasn't understanding.
Right.
And the moment I began to understand the missing pieces, I said, oh, you know, I get it now. And then it became fun, because it became more of like a puzzle, a challenge, but I could get through it. I was only frustrated because I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know what I was missing. And so it was like, now when you're having to be pushed to do something and you have no idea how to get it done, you get frustrated, you shut down, you turn off. But, and so I think about just how I've been able to logically, even when I was struggling through college algebra, and the logic I was being able to apply, you know, because of I had learned the rest of, you know, I had learned how to think, you know, through math. And when I'm like, when I know what I'm doing, I could figure it out. Mm-hmm. You know, so it wasn't just about numbers. It was like learning how to think through something. Mm-hmm. But I say, what if I had just said, well, I'm not good at math. Don't ask me no math. And rant. Like, what if I stayed there?
Yeah.
I would have been stagnant there.
You've still been at that brick wall.
I'm not stuck there no more.
Exactly.
Because, like you said, I had to figure out the tools to help me get through the door.
Yeah.
And so it really is about bettering yourself. It's about being an overcomer. It's about getting past there and expanding your brain and learning what you can do. You know, because obviously I could do it, but I just didn't know.
You didn't know you could do it.
Mm-mm.
Well, and to be clear, these are tools that you're going to use again and again in your life. Mm-hmm. It's not just about the math, like you said. It's about the process. Mm-hmm. What do I do when I come up against something that's difficult? Mm-hmm. How do I find a way through?
Oh, that's good.
You know, am I going to be able to use these resources again and again? And resources are not just books and computers and papers and pencils. They are people.
Yes.
I go to a certain person who helps me with math. Mm-hmm. I go to a certain person who helps me with life. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you have those structures in your life for a reason. Those mm-hmm. people are with you for a purpose, and you have to let them fulfill their purpose in your life.
Right.
And you can use them again and again and again. You come back to the same things that work, and when it no longer works, then you adjust.
Yes.
And you find new resources, and you keep moving forward.
That's good. That's growth there. It's how you prepare for the unknown
exactly
of
right.
whatever your future is going to bring, because you may not stay where you are. For,
you Hopefully know. You won't. Hopefully you won't.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how the classes work. I feel like you've shared a lot of really good information. Hopefully someone's listening and they're being encouraged to give it a shot.
Absolutely.
You know, and I hope that they'll decide to, and even the commitment part of saying, I'm not going to give up no matter what. Mm-hmm. That's character, you know,
it
I'm not going to quit.
It is. You commit to it and you commit to, well, maybe this part may take a little longer, but you understand that your journey is not everybody else's journey.
Right, right.
And so you're not comparing yourself to the person who's running this race beside you.
Right.
You know, it's your race.
Right.
You finish when you finish, and right. we all win.
And I love that you said that, because I also want to make it clear that you're right. We may not all finish at the same time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how long it takes. You just, as long as you're moving forward. It took me 4 years to get to a 2-year college, mm-hmm. you know, because life was just very challenging and it did not allow me to just go through like some people did. I mm-hmm. had to stop. I had to, you know, deal with this issue. I had to deal with that issue, and I had to take one class here and one class there. And I like, it took me 4 years to get yeah. through a 2-year yeah. college, but I became okay with that. When I got away from that pressure of I have to get done at this certain time, and I stopped looking at other people and what they're doing, I just said, you know what? What am I in a rush for? Mm-hmm. I'm going to get done when I get done.
Right.
You know, and so that's kind of how that happened.
I mean, because usually it's when we're doing those comparisons and when we're in that rush that we make the biggest mistakes.
That's true.
You know, you're in a hurry and you're not, I mean, as it is with any task, you know, you're in a hurry, you're not paying attention. Mm-hmm. And things get broken, things
That's
get
true.
Spilled. And mm-hmm. and so it becomes imperative that you understand that, you know, your race or your journey, whatever it is, it's yours for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to tarry. You don't have to go as slowly as you possibly can.
Right.
But if life slows you down, it's not stopping you. It's right. just slowing you down. You
right.
can keep moving forward.
You can
forward.
Still move.
Yeah.
And that's good, because I've seen it so many times. Even when I transferred to Arkansas State, and I just saw so many stressed students. Mm-hmm. And they were so stressed because they were trying to rush and mm-hmm. take all these classes and get through.
Get somewhere.
To get graduated at this date. And yeah. it was like, I said, well, why you got to graduate at that date? You know, like, why stress yourself out when you can take a few less classes, like you could take mm-hmm. not so many and actually enjoy the journey and really learn, instead of, you know, stress so bad that you're just getting through it but you didn't take anything with you along the way because yeah. you were stressed and rushed. And so I'm like, you can have that, I'm not doing that. So slow it down and go so that you can learn. The goal mm-hmm. is to learn.
The goal is to learn. The goal is to be better than when you began.
That's right. Well, okay, so let's talk about how these classes work.
Sure. On the Helena campus, we have different schedules for different campuses.
Okay.
So on the Helena campus out at the college, we offer classes Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
Classes are offered 8:30 a.m. through 12:30.
Okay.
Monday through Thursday. And then 5 p.m. through 8 p.m. Monday through Wednesday.
Okay.
On the Helena campus.
So if you work in the morning mm-hmm. and you need to do a night class, you have that available.
We do have a night class, and all of our classes are available to be distance learning classes as well.
Okay.
So,
which for those that may not know what distant learning is, it's you're basically online.
Yeah. Okay. It's basically an online class. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. And you have libraries and stuff if someone does not have a computer at home?
We do. We have an entire library of resources to use if you do not have a computer at home. I think of it like the, I don't know if you're old enough to remember this, but the old school correspondence courses where you would do your work and then send it to the teacher in the mail. And then they would send you new work and send you, you know, how you did on your progress. We don't necessarily use the mail system, but we do use paper-based resources for those people who either need to, who either don't have online access, don't have web access, or are uncomfortable with using the computer to learn just now.
Okay.
So yeah, we are open. Our campus is open 8 o'clock to 4:30 every day. Mm-hmm. That's when we do our testing. Our lab is open. Our computer lab is open. So if you don't have the internet at home, you're welcome to come to the lab anytime during the week, Monday through Friday, to work in our lab. Mm-hmm. We have assistants there that are perfectly happy to help you with anything that, you know, you may be having difficulty with if you are a distance learning student, just as they do with our students who come to class every day. Mm-hmm. In Marvel, we have classes at the BGA CDC Monday and Thursday nights from 5:30 to 7:30, I believe. I'm sorry, that's 5 to 7:30 in Marvel. And in Marianna, we have classes at the Marianna Housing Authority on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Mm-hmm. and from 5 to 7:30, I believe. Mm-hmm. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in Marianna.
Got you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have the classroom. You have morning classes. Mm-hmm. You have night classes. You have distant learning, which can be done online or on paper if someone's not comfortable. You have covered everything.
We try to cover all bases.
That's amazing. Okay. So someone is interested. Maybe they're not, you know, fully convinced that they're ready to do it, but they want to find out more information. Who do they contact you?
They can contact me personally if they like. Our phone number at the main campus is 870-338-6474, extension 1394. Mm-hmm. We'll get them through to adult education.
Okay, give us that number one more time.
It's 870-338-6474, extension 1394.
1394. Mm-hmm. All right. That sounds good. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else we need to cover, but I feel like we covered everything. And this is free. This is all free, right?
This is all free. The only thing that students pay for is the GED test itself. Mm-hmm. It's comprised of four parts in math, science, social studies, and reading language arts.
And this is work at your own pace?
The GED test itself.
Well, no, the classes.
The whole process is work at your own pace. The test is $4 per part. So okay. It's a grand total of $16.
Okay.
The rest of it, the classes, all of that is free.
Okay. That sounds good. Can you enroll at any time or do you have certain enroll dates? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. We actually are switching over from open enrollment to a little bit more managed enrollment. So technically speaking, you can enroll at any time. But our classes start at specific times. Our next set of classes will begin January 8th.
Okay.
So you can enroll today to get started with our next set of classes. But in the meantime, there are open lab hours. You know, you can still be working in between actual class times.
I see. Okay, what happens? I wanted to ask this part. You're in classes and then you take a test. Mm-hmm. If you pass the test, then you can test out the classes, or can you, like, do you have to go through a long process, or how does that part work?
It does not have to be a long process. It actually depends on where you test when you begin. Okay. We take a placement test called the TABE test, mm-hmm. Test of Adult Basic Education, mm-hmm. that lets us know what your grade level education is, or equivalency. Mm-hmm. And depending on where you are, you can jump right into GED testing. Mm-hmm. Or if we determine that there is some work that needs to be done before you get to GED testing, mm-hmm. then we offer classes, or you can prepare on your own.
Okay.
The classes are offered as an assistance tool. They're not required per se, depending on where you where you test initially.
Wow. So it really is just, you know, providing people to come up with a plan that works for them.
Absolutely. We've had students who get through in a couple of weeks.
Really?
We've had students who've been there for quite some time and are still diligently working towards getting their GED.
Good for
them. It really just depends on where you are and how quickly you make progress.
Right. Okay, so then can someone just come and take the GED test if they wanted to?
Or
do you always test them first?
We always test them first because it is a state requirement.
Okay. So you have to see where they are before you mm-hmm. can let them take the GED. Okay.
You can't take it cold at our facility because the state requires that we find out where you are first.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah. Well, that's good because that someone may take the GED test and be like, I can't do this. You know, I failed the test. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, you know, you weren't ready, you know, so.
That's all it takes. Usually people are just a little rusty.
Yeah.
You know, you just need to be reminded
refreshed.
Of some things. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get some that all that education in middle school and high school, it didn't go anywhere. It's just a little buried under life, but we help you dig it out.
Gotcha. That's good. I love that. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add, Ms. Prith?
I'm really thankful and glad that we got this opportunity to talk about the program. Mm. It's something that I, you know, very strongly believe in, adult education. I've been an educator for a long time now. And it's still something that I think is the great equalizer among people.
Yeah.
You know, it is the one thing that I can think of that can help anyone get to where they want to be. That's why we do what we do.
I love it. You have any success stories you want to share with us?
We have tons of success stories. We've enrolled quite a few students in college classes after they began GED classes this fall. They're enrolled in college classes for the spring semester, so we're really excited about that. We have a couple of GED graduates who work actually for the college.
Uh-huh.
One of our greatest success stories is our interim director of library services at the college, Ms. Uh-huh. Ruthie Pride, who came through
Pride.
The program and comes back to talk to our students and encourage our students quite frequently.
Yeah.
And so we love that she's still such an integral part of the program and such a visible reminder of what an education can do for a person.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have to get her up here so she can share her story because I got to hear her story when I came to the open house for the GED program.
It's amazing.
It is. It's like it just goes to show real life happens. Real life happens. You just can't put this expectation on yourself based on what everyone else is doing. Life happens. And so she had some challenges and she determined what she wanted to do and how she was going to do it. And she did it.
And she's still doing it.
She's still doing it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We've been talking to Carol Berth, the Director of Education at Phillips Community College at the University of Arkansas. She's been sharing about their GED or the General Equivalency Diploma program. If you would like to contact her to find out more, call 338-6474 extension 1394. That's 338-6474 extension 1394. 870-338-6474 extension 1394.